Earlier this month, the Central Park School for Children, a middle school in Durham, North Carolina, invited two drag queens of color, Vivica Cox and Stormy Day, to come speak to the students about bullying after reports of LGBTQ students leaving the school because of bullying. Vivica, in particular, seemed a perfect choice. She oversees a drag troupe, but also is chair of Pride Durham, coordinating the different LGBTQ communities and the annual Pride Parade. And she practices what she calls social activism drag, reaching out to straight communities. Here she is at a lecture on drag.
So I hope you've had a very educational experience. They told me to keep it family friendly. I'm looking for children. I see at least one, so I will.
And Vivica joins us now. Vivica, adults are one thing, but what did you think about reaching out to kids in a middle school?
Well, first I was afraid, mostly because I remember my middle school experience, and I was thinking, what are these middle schoolers going to do to me? And then I realized I was an adult and I was no longer in middle school, and then I became excited to go in there and actually be a part of something so special.
Isn't that true? We are immediately the kids that we were when we get into an area that doesn't feel safe for us.
That is absolutely true. And especially if it reminds us of any bullying we experienced when we were in middle school.
Yeah. Well, so this is fascinating because, again, you've done tons of outreach. I'm sure you've come across uncomfortable situations as an adult. But going back into a middle school reduced you to that kid again. Talk a little bit about that. Why? What happened when you were in school?
Well, you know, I'm a chubby black kid with red hair, natural red hair, who was existing in a rural middle school in North Carolina, and people just didn't know what to do with me. I was called Skittles, and I was also called Prince because I was light-skinned. And folks had so much to say to me. And at some point, I kind of claimed my queerness before I realized I was queer. And when they would call me Skittles, I would always have responses like, you know, taste the rainbow, trying to make it positive instead of something super negative. And I guess it was the comedy inside of me that wanted to deflect. But it doesn't mean that I had a positive experience just because I found a way to make people laugh around it. And going back to a middle school and being queer in a middle school, it just brought up all of those different experiences for me.
There was a panel discussion. We know somebody from the city council was there. Some kids from the school put on a step performance that looked fantastic. And you put on a drag show. What did you try to convey to the kids?
When I was on the panel, I saw it as an opportunity to demonstrate to the students that you can be happy and have been through something. But more importantly, that everyone is deserving of happiness and capable of having love in their life. They deserve good things. And I wanted to be that example, someone who has been through something and came out on top. It doesn't matter all of the adversity I've faced. I want to be happy today. And that was the message I was putting forth on the panel.
And what about the fact that you were sitting there dressed as a woman with, you know, a full, again, we'll have pictures at herenow.org, but with a full bouffant hair and great eyeliner, I have to say.
Thank you.
But, you know, what, I mean, because this sexual identity is confusing enough for young people, right? Mm-hmm. And so here there was another element. I mean, did you differentiate between, you know, somebody who's gay or lesbian and then also somebody who does drag?
Well, the thing about Durham is we don't draw rigid lines. We don't tell someone because they do drag that they are presenting as a woman. We allow for the gender lines to be blurred. And I truly believe that young folks today are able to see the complexities of both sexuality and gender in ways that we weren't when we were coming through school. So when I got up there, I talked about being a performer and being a drag queen and having garnered some fame, but I didn't talk about who I am outside of drag. I talked about what it meant to grow up as a rural black kid in North Carolina and how it feels to be where I was on that day.
What was their response?
I love talking about the responses of the students because most of them were so enthralled. There were rainbow flags in the audience. There was a group of folks who were ready to respond at every opportunity saying, yes, okay, honey, things like that, and really giving us all of the life that we wanted to get. But then, of course, there were some of those young boys who didn't want to be there, had their hoodies pulled over their faces and wanted to feel like they could disappear. And we had a conversation with them about how this is an opportunity to see something new and learn and grow, and for them to remember they are seen, just like we are.
And yet we have been, you know, hearing from students who felt empowered by it. Did you hear about that as well?
I did. The response after the event, when they were hugging us outside of the auditorium, was absolutely overwhelming. And to have parents who happen to be friends of mine, or whose sibling is my friend, or whomever, finding me later, sending me emails saying, my neighbor's child, my cousin's child, my child was so empowered by this. When can we see the House of Cox again? We're so thankful you did this for our kids and our students. But since the event, I've received a couple of emails with concerning messages that it is terrible for students to be exposed to drag queens, when I would argue the students disagree, and that we're only exposing folks to a richer life, and we're able to show folks what it means to be brave.
Can you understand, you know, people who just fear that students are maybe too young to process this, or they might want to introduce these topics at home?
And I do hope folks do introduce them at home. I just hope other folks can see that someone who's been doing social justice drag is well-equipped to help them along on the journey. And I hope folks are introducing people at home sooner rather than later, if you will, so that we can have these conversations much more easily.
Mm-hmm. Vivica, thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Vivica Cox, a drag queen of color in Durham, North Carolina.